producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcoming in once again Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. Every week we get together at the end of the week to celebrate this wonderful format that has created so much interest and import in American society, discussing the issues of the day, the events of the day. So every week we have the top talk topics. The list is here and prepared. Michael's going to go through it with us, and then we'll take apart some of the nuance, if you will, of the things that have been discussed this week. So, Michael, please take it away with the list.
Here we go, and this is the way it looked this past week on news talk radio stations, just like the one people are listening to now. At number 10, the Bill Cosby case. At number 9, the Stabler CTE conclusion. That's the concussion of the ex-football player that comes on the heels of the movie Concussion, and lots of thoughts about that. Football is in the news. Number 8, we have the run-up to Super Bowl 50. At number 7, the pharmaceuticals price hearing. We have the European refugees problems at number 6. At number 5, low oil prices and financial markets activity. The Zika virus is at number 4. At number 3, the $1.7 billion Iran payment. At number 2, Russian Syria operations. And at number 1, and way dominant again, the presidential race, and specifically the Iowa caucuses as we head toward New Hampshire. The people on the survey include number 10, Bill Cosby, Ken Stabler at 9, Roger Goodell at 8, a couple of football greats. Going to be a good Super Bowl, obviously. Cam Newton and Peyton Manning at number 7. At number 6, Martin Shkreli. And we can talk about him, Mr. Smirk. And at number 5, John Kerry. Vladimir Putin is at 4. Hillary and Bernie own the number 3 slot. Donald, Ted, and Marco at number 2. And Barack Obama, the president of these United States of America, is number 1. Another fascinating week in the passing parade.
All right, so the run-up to Super Bowl 50, big not only in sports talk radio, but the general populace interested in this. When you look at the numbers, last year, 118 million people watched this show. Average price of a commercial, a 30-second commercial, was $3 million. This year, it's expected that 188 million, depending on which of these informational sources you believe, Michael, 188 million people. And because the run-up, as I don't want to be too much in the weeds here, but how the radio and television business work when it comes to advertising, it's I don't know, maybe a little bit like the way airline seats are priced. If you get in early, you don't pay as much. If you're now, because of all the hype, people are really interested and they like the two teams, and so there's obviously, from the predictions, going to be a lot more people watching the game. So there were three or four slots that were left open, and the last people in the door paid almost $5 million for the 30-second spots. If you do the math, that means that the CBS folks are going to take in about $340 to $350 million for the sale of commercials in this thing. It's amazing what a social phenomena, even if you don't like football, people want to watch the spots, and there's a whole big thing. This is like a holiday, like a circus. Every year it gets bigger and bigger, and yet you were talking about the case of this football player who died because, obviously, the impact of what the game was all about with him, the concussion movie. It doesn't seem to affect the Super Bowl, and doesn't even seem to affect the NFL at this point, anyway. What do you think?
Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's definitely a bunch of conflicts, and it comes right down to the human condition. We're fascinated by things that are not always good for us. We have a taste for violence, bloodshed. We're bloodthirsty animals, even though we understand peace and we have in us all hope for better things for our species. Football brings it all together. And it definitely is a very interesting exercise in understanding the complexity of the human condition. But this football thing? Yeah, it's very, very big. It's huge. And it's huge from a media standpoint when you stop and think about how many people are tuned into one thing at the same time. That flies against the nature of which way our society is going when everything is fragmented and there is no sense of overriding community or common popular culture. The Super Bowl and football seem to bridge that gap.
Yep. And not only watch here in our country, but all around the world, where people that make fun of us that think that soccer is the real football, they still watch this thing. And it is amazing. And all the things that are wrapped around it, as you were suggesting, the video of the day that I had on Friday at DougStephan.com was from the NFL and Seal. They remade that hit Kiss from a Rose with a group of children and young adults who were known as Super Bowl babies. You know how that, the 9 months from the Super Bowl, there seems to be a surge in the number of babies that have been born. Data suggests that there are small booms in the population in Super Bowl cities 9 months after the game.
So, that's very funny. That's funny stuff. But I guess it ties into the fact that it is probably one of the biggest national holidays. It is a holiday. It is a festival. It is something that everybody has in common. It's currency. It gives you something to talk about. And sure, when people talk and get together, make happy talk, they have babies.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
they get drunk
it's
and have babies.
Magic, I tell you, it's magic. All right, let's speak about having babies. Next up on the countdown, an overview of the Bill Cosby case at this point in time. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Review, which is more formally known as the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Burger King? Listen, I've been an idea guy. Like croutons, I thought of that. I got a great idea to make your burgers better. Two words, buttery sauce. Because that makes everything taste better. You with me?
Sounds good. It's almost as good as the new extra-long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. Two beef patties topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun. Now just 2 for $5. Or mix and match with the flame grilled chicken burger. Part of the 2 for $5 deal. The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine, or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The focus is on our list of the 10 big stories of the week, the top topics. Bill Cosby is right in there again, number 10 on this week's countdown. Man, I'll tell you something. You look at this thing, the way it's being reported, I'm not feeling sorry for the guy. I don't know. Michael, I'm not sure what I can do with my emotions wrapped around this. I had Gloria Allred on earlier this week, and you know she's the one who's representing this woman, and they're in the now they're in the criminal stage. What a sad case, and what a great example of how people who get into situations sometimes get so out of control they abuse themselves and others. It really is, it's a shame.
So basically what you're saying is you feel sorry for Bill Cosby for being a sociopathic personality. And, no, I'm not making fun of what you're saying. There is a certain pity to it.
Yeah.
Because he is a victim of his own internal evilness.
Yeah, and
I bet you there's a disconnect. I'll bet you that he does not understand that he's wrong.
I think maybe that's what I'm thinking. You look at his face, he looks just all worn out.
Bewildered.
Yeah, he just looks like he's done. And you think he's just going to go over like a cat and leave the barn and go out in the woods and die someplace.
Yes, yeah, I see a bewilderment, and I often think about this. The sociopathic mind, the narcissistic, egocentric, very selfish sociopathic mind is not the same kind of mind that the average person who feels a sense of compassion, empathy, and remorse and regret, that you feel guilty for the consequences of your action when you hurt somebody. The sociopath has no empathy and no guilt, sees themselves as a victim of being caught, and somehow, and this is where, of course, I can't quite understand it, but I observe it, they feel that it is coming to them, that it is part of the way of the universe, that they should be able to do these kinds of deeds, and that somehow they're exempt from any consequence or, responsibility for it. And I think it's a form of emotional sickness, imbalance, mm-hmm. and thus they are victims too.
Well, let me make myself very clear here. I'm not condoning nor suggesting
that
I am giving over to what happened. I think it's really kind of a pathetic reality when you get right down to it. And these women are entitled to whatever they can get as long as it's proven, and it seems to be pretty clear that he's guilty of any number of things. So if there's a way of having some recompense, whether they can get back their honor, their dignity, their self, their feelings.
Well, just knowing that justice is served, just knowing that they're not victims out in the cold where nobody cares and nobody will do anything, you know, that restores a certain level of honor and dignity, I would think.
Well, part of the coverage of this brings around from some the conversation about men more than women who are in power, that exercise their power and they take advantage of people. The paternal side of our society, my own Jennifer Horn, who does the Good Day program with me, had a circumstance in which she encountered him. And the story, when you think about it now, is pretty outrageous the way he, she tells the story better than I do, but he was quite suggestive in the conversation and the actions around his conversation when they got together for a broadcast interview. Anyway, it certainly is something to consider when you think about yourself. Look in the mirror and think about the consequence of your action. Maybe that's part of what's here. Michael Harrison,
yep,
with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We use mobile devices.
devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Let's keep moving. Can't hit a moving target, and this program really moves. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the review of the hot hits from this past week. Every week, 52 weeks a year, Michael Harrison and I are here to pull apart, put together the list, and then sort of pull it apart. Women in the Selective Service. Here's another great discussion that really polarizes. And I don't know when I say great, is the best conversation, a polarized conversation. Somebody's got this point of view, somebody's got that point of view, and they don't meet. Wow, has this changed over the life of our doing this program, the attitude toward women in the service, Michael?
Well, yeah, well, obviously, the attitude toward women has changed over our lifetimes. It's one of the amazing changes that we've seen in the past, 50 years or so. I mean, well, think about what life was like when you were a kid.
Yeah. Well, I think the Army, I was listening to an Army colonel on one of the programs that we highlighted here on the Countdown talk about the fact that all of the heads of the service, with the exception of the Marines, said, yes, this is a good idea. Yes, women need to sign up for the Selective Service. Yes, there needs to be equality. Isn't this more about the general theme of equality, not just for women, but, you know, we put all these things together that separate us, the color of our skin, how much money is in our bank account, whether we're tall, whether we're short, whether we have a different religion, all of these things, what our politics are. And so when you get down to it, should women be able to serve if they want to? Yes. Should they be required to serve? Well, if men are, why, and women want equality, why shouldn't they be required?
Well, yeah. It's obvious.
Yeah.
You know, equality brings certain responsibilities.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's very hard to come up with a real pure equality in anything.
Yeah.
That's part of, you know, negotiation. That's part of sociology. It's part of human rights, civil rights, running a society. It's a constant discussion. It's constantly a give and a take. There's no easy answer to how we can all get along in a way that works for everybody.
How much of talk radio ought to be devoted to finding solutions and giving answers? That's a fascinating
72.3%.
discussion. Well, I'm certainly glad I asked that. You've obviously done your homework, and you know.
Oh, yeah, I think about these things very deeply and precisely. I even use a slide rule.
Good for you.
Now, the truth is, I think that all of talk radio should have an element of morality, an element of equality, an element of what's right versus what's wrong, common sense. All of these things should be part of the discussion as opposed to blah, 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 blah. I think that we should be seeking truths, empirical truths, subjective truths. I think this is what makes conversation not only entertaining and important, but productive. And so I made a joke when I said, 72.3%. I think it should be 100%. 100% of talk radio should always have some type of an element of a larger truth, a moral to the story, seeking equality, seeking justice, seeking good common sense thinking.
With the old expression, truth, justice, and the American way, which I think comes from Superman, if I'm not mistaken, the intro to Superman, right?
Yeah.
Look up in the sky. It's but truth, justice,
greatest
and the American
words ever
way.
Written. I think Jefferson wrote the intro to Superman.
I didn't realize that.
No, I'm only kidding.
It came from the announcer on Superman. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a drone. Hey, all right, that's another
greatest openings. That's one of the greatest openings to a TV show in history.
Perfect.
I mean, it's ingrained in everybody who grew up in that era's mind.
Faster than a speeding locomotive, able to jump leap. But I can still.
You're messing it up.
Yeah, that's because I'm looking at the clock.
Let's try to see if we can do it.
We have to pause for a moment. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Half past the hour, actually 33 after the hour, as the countdown continues with my pal Michael Harrison, who has, along with me, been doing this program for a long time. We have truth, justice, and the American way in our hearts. We were just laughing about the intro. I'm wondering, you know, how many people listening to this program who are showing our age even remember, everyone knows who Superman is, and now it's Supergirl, who's on TV.
Yeah.
Like that show.
But I like the old 50s and 60s version of Superman,
yes,
better than the superheroes today. I liked it when he beat the heck out of bank robbers.
Yes.
Hey, boss, who's Superman? You know.
Right. He drove that little Nash. Remember that little Nash Rambler that he and Lois Lane used to ride?
That was George Reeves' car.
Yes. Right. Yes,
I think it was his real car.
Yeah, may have been.
Yep. Hollywoodland, a great movie about the mysterious death of George Reeves.
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah, George
Reeves.
Very
good movie.
The Superman. So
story.
The intro that Michael said that I messed up. Look up in the sky at the birds of planet Superman.
Yeah,
it started with.
I'm sorry. I'm desperately here on my iPad trying to find it, and I can't.
Well,
it's look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Yes,
right.
Superman, who came to this planet from blah 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 blah, blah. And who does?
Who disguised as mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper?
Fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. So
yes.
We forgot a little bit of it there.
Well, it was faster than a speeding locomotive. More powerful
than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
That was it, right. He came able to leap tall buildings with a single bound.
Right.
And then there's somebody in the crowd who says, look, up in the sky. And, yeah, I'm getting goosebumps here.
It was beauty.
Oh, my God. We should have more conversation about some of the stuff that's on TV. I want to go to one of the stories this week, that Flint water crisis, the hearings there. I'm given back to memories of Dave Barber, who was a member of our talk radio group. He was a radio host that I first met when he was doing talk radio in Providence. He ended up in Michigan, and he was working on the same station.
He started in Michigan and went to Providence.
Oh, did he? And I think he went.
I believe so.
Was that how it went? I can't remember one.
He really was a Michigan guy.
Yeah. I remember being on the station. My program was carried in Flint on the radio station there. And Barber, who was one of these guys on the air, who really was a great local muckraker. He liked to go after the bad, seemingly irresponsible politicians, and he did a good job at it. And I remember one day being on the air with him talking about the politicians in Flint, and we got into the water supply. I hadn't remembered this till a couple of days ago. We're talking about the water, and this was probably, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 years ago. And he said there was a big problem with the water and how the state had screwed everything up and the local people weren't taking responsibility. Meanwhile, they were worried about whether people would get sick because the water was coming out of the Flint River instead of out of the lake and coming up through Detroit because it was more expensive. I just remember the passion that was in his voice and his demeanor when talking about this, and nobody was paying any attention to it. It took, been 3 or 4 months since the result of tests when kids who started drinking this water years ago are now showing the effects of it, and now some of the talk radio people, not only in Detroit but around the country, are looking at this and thinking, what could we have done? What did we miss here? And so under the circumstances, I guess I just, when we talk about the value of talk radio, the value of hosts, how they get involved in some of these things, and how this kind of stuff can get to the point, you know, we some people decry the talk radio people that are so political. Well, this is an issue that, you know, even though the Republican governor is a dunderhead, there are plenty of Democrats who are involved in this thing. And at the end of the story, there are horrible human tragedies being told here.
Yeah, well, if you see something, say something. I mean, we live in a world with so many injustices and so many conspiracies and so much negativity that we don't always know where to begin and we don't always know what to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so it all becomes a blur, reality show. We don't know, you know, between fact and fantasy. So you hear the most heinous things and you go, oh, all right, yeah, it's a tough world. Someone else will do something about it, or maybe nobody will do it. We become cynical. This is serious stuff, you know?
Well, thus is the fate of also the discussion of this Zika virus depending on who you talk to, I've talked to a lot of health people, a lot of doctors who say this is outrageous that this much of a stink could be made about something that has such little consequence, not only to people in America, but around the world. So you have the World Health Organization, which is admittedly a political group. You have the suggestion that Big Pharma wants to be involved because it's time for them to make a vaccine for something that isn't really a problem. And this is, I've had some very compelling conversations about this past week.
No question about it. And again, the average person's caught between a rock and a hard place. Should you take these things seriously? Are they growing threats to humanity, or are they being hyped up by people who make a buck off of it? It could be anywhere between those two poles.
Well, I think that there's been a lot of suggestion, it used to be Alex Jones and his ilk that always were talking about the conspiracies here, but now there are a whole bunch of people buying in on either side of this. The H2N1 or whatever it was, H1N2 virus, remember that from a couple of years ago, the strain of the flu that was going to kill everybody? And it didn't affect anybody. Now, I mean, the flu itself every year takes out 30, 40,000 people because their immune systems are weak. They get sick with the flu, and they get pneumonia, and they die. But that's not because they didn't have a shot. It's because their immune systems are weak in the first place, and that's never brought out.
No, and again, you don't know, sometimes the thing never happens because the panic that is spread changes it. You know, maybe Y2K would have happened had we not been talking about it for 10 years.
Oh, you remember that? What fun we had.
Y2K was the biggest example of it.
Mm-hmm.
Y2K, I mean, you know, we're 16 years beyond, can you believe we're 16 years beyond Y2K?
Yeah.
But the Y2K scare I don't know. I mean, obviously, it was much ado about nothing, but would it have been nothing if there wasn't much ado? See, this is what we never know. You know, if you're the first to sound the warning and you make a big deal about something and steps are taken to prevent it, then it doesn't look like it really was that dangerous to begin with, as opposed to, I told you so, you didn't listen to me, and now look at what happened.
All right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I think that's a perfect way of understanding what this is all about. The presidential race, I want to go back to that and the role talk radio is playing in the election. What happened in Iowa? What's happening in New Hampshire this week? That as we roll along through our discussion of all of these issues that are an important part of your life. Obviously, you're here because you like the talk radio format, and we're here to serve you. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18 months special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Burger King? Listen, I'm a bit of an idea guy. Like croutons, I thought of that. I got a great idea to make your burgers better. Two words, buttery sauce. Because that makes everything taste better. You with me?
Sounds good. It's almost as good as the new extra-long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. Two beef patties topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun. Now just two for $5. Or mix and match with the flame-grilled chicken burger. Part of the two for $5 deal. The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He's the star of this hour. I'm here as the host of the program. Michael has this insight done by it comes from the work done by his staff, the insight into these discussions, what the research shows us of the talk radio world, the stations, the hosts, the programs. And so if we really focus right down, if we bear into the role of talk radio in the Iowa caucuses. I'm thinking of any number of radio hosts that are in various cities around Iowa where this program is heard. And you think about how they were really able, if they did their jobs, to get in and become part of the story, which I think in this case is good. Don't you, Michael?
Well, yeah, absolutely. The closer, the better.
Yeah, I think of Simon Conway, for example, and something. And then you look at how much money the candidates spent. There was $30 million spent by candidates on talk radio stations in Iowa. $30 million in one
state. What's interesting is the one who spent the most money was Jeb Bush. So
yeah.
At least we can see in some examples like this that you don't necessarily get the bang for your buck, and that money doesn't necessarily buy an election. I still think money runs the world and runs politics,
yeah.
And I think that's a major problem. But thank goodness it isn't 100% true.
Well, what I liked about this week was a couple of the hosts who really grabbed onto this thing where Cruz, apparently somebody on his staff saw a CNN headline that suggested that Carson was going back to Florida. Well, in fact, he was going back to Florida to change his underwear, and that was it.
That's true. But, he was.
Right. So, you know, and then he goes, and he's bewildered because he didn't understand what's going on. But more to the point, Trump's on this, and he's after Cruz. And Cruz says, well, we didn't do anything that was wrong. You know, listening to him, I'm not a Cruz fan, I should admit that, not that it isn't obvious. My slogan is, if you want to lose, vote for Cruz. In terms of...
Sorry. If you want to vote for Cruz.
It's, I think, you know, I haven't come up with one for Rubio yet. But anyway, the point is that... that this whole business wouldn't have come to the surface where it weren't for a couple of muckraking hosts who were digging around, wait a minute, and they were listening to Trump. Trump heard it from somebody in talk radio, as I understand it, his people did, and that's when the whole thing blew up. After the caucuses on Tuesday, Trump's yelling, he stole the election! And you know, so it became, it was pretty entertaining stuff, actually.
What happened to the bromance?
Gonzo. Yeah. See you later, alligator, on that one. So let's fast forward to New Hampshire. I'm going to do my radio program Monday and Tuesday morning from the scene of the action, and one would wonder how many people who are running actually going to show up in the morning, hopefully a number of them, because I just want to get a sense. Although what I see as the side story is I want to go out into the restaurant in the hotel and ask the waiters who's the best tipper among the candidates and what they order for lunch and stuff like that, that I think sometimes people would be more interested in than knowing where the votes are coming from. You agree?
No, but just whatever.
Well, you know me. I'm not really. I mean, the story that'll come from me is what everybody else isn't talking about. And I think sometimes you find a waiter who's got a story about one of the candidates. That would be fun radio to listen to.
No, I was just kidding with you. Of course, it's interesting. If you get the right waiter and you get the right information. Mm-hmm. I suspect that the candidates don't do the tipping. I don't think the candidates even carry any money with them. I think their entourage handles all of that.
You think we've gotten that exclusive? You don't think Jeb Bush has got any money in his wallet, or
I don't think that these big time candidates in big time political situations are doing small time activity. I don't think that they are handling their own personal affairs. I think that everything is handled for them. I don't think they sit down at the table and they reach into their wallet and they go, okay, let me figure this 15%, 20% tip. All right, I'll have a ham and egg sandwich. No, I really don't think they do that. I think they're handled. I do. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said no. But you're on the right track.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just I kind of like that side of it. And then on the Democratic side, the huffing and puffing going on between Mrs. Clinton and Senator Sanders, people criticize.
That's where the action is. That race is really where the action is. It's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out over the next few months.
Yeah. Well, I think it's, to his credit, 74, 75-year-old guy who's out there on the stump like he is, God love him. Good luck to him, whether you vote for him or not. I think you got to respect him for his interest in the country, because that's purely what's driving him. At his age, he doesn't need to accomplish. He doesn't need to prove anything to himself.
As opposed to that young, as opposed to that young chick he's running against.
Yeah, the young. Well, the Democrats seem to be the senior party this time around. The Republicans are the party of youth, and the Democrats the party of seniority. Maybe that'd make a good overview of this. Anyway, when we talk next week, we'll have more to talk about with regard to New Hampshire, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I will guarantee you right now, as we sit here ending the program, that next week the presidential race will be number one again. And that's a
I'm sure it will.
Bet. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with us on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The focus on the legality of some of the things that are in the top list of talk radio topics this week is why we have Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with us. Steve is a noted attorney, a professor of law, and someone who always has an intelligent answer to any question I ever ask him. So let's get at it to find out what the legal ramifications are. Yeah, thanks for underscoring how right I am about you.
There you go.
Bill Cosby case and the continuing focus on this, new wrinkles legally this week. We keep asking the question, because I suppose that's what people want to know, what's going to happen to him? Ultimately, the criminal side of it now is showing up, and so it could be that he has problems both criminally and civilly.
Oh yeah, quite definitely. He took a real hit in Pennsylvania this week, because what he had argued was that there was an agreement between the previous district attorney and his counsel at the time, and that a civil action was going to be brought by the woman who settled with him from Temple University and is the basis of this present criminal suit, complaint that the DA said they would not bring a case against him. And so now what he's trying to do is his lawyers were trying to hold the new district attorney to that agreement. However, However, on the stand, that agreement didn't seem to be too much of an agreement, including a provision within the agreement that said that the district attorney could, quote, reconsider this decision should the need arise. In addition, the judge wasn't terribly sympathetic when they were talking about the agreement because it came in the form of a letter, and so how binding is it? And the judge said if he had wanted to make this binding, he could have filed this in quid the court had it been a court document. So this was a big one. This was a big loss for Cosby. If he had been able to say he had been given immunity, that the district attorney's office had given him this immunity, and as a result of which he waived his Fifth Amendment rights, which he wouldn't have had in the civil suit, he would have been in a good position. But this doesn't mean it's a slam dunk case. It's an old case. It's gonna there're gonna be issues, but for now, Cosby took a hit.
All right. One of the other top topics this week: a focus on women and whether they should be required to sign up when they're 18, as men are. I'm surprised this hasn't been brought forth before in terms of all the equality that we talk about in our country all the time. Women want to be treated the same as men. So there could have been any point in time some kind of a lawsuit. What do they call it when everybody gets together?
Class action.
Class action.
Yeah,
lawsuit.
You know,
yes.
It is kind of interesting because we do not have a draft. We haven't had one since the military draft since the Vietnam War. However, young men are required to register for a draft should there ever be one in the future. And so the argument that it is sexually discriminatory not to have women sign up, I think, is a substantial one. And it doesn't even get into further issues of positions of women in combat or whatever, but it does have to do with obligations of citizenship. So this is one that, as it goes forward, I don't think there's going to be a draft reinstituted, so it'll be much ado about nothing, but I do think that the women will be required to register.
It's a symbol, much of anything else. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Next, number four on the countdown this week is a focus on Flint, the water situation there. The governor says people won't have to pay all of their water bill. Why should they pay any of it?
Yeah, this is a little bit of a brain dead kind of moment for the government officials saying you only have to pay a part of your water bill. I mean, what happened there was outrageous. I do think it does border on criminal charges, and certainly I do think it warrants a grand jury investigation because this is more than just political figures not doing their job as well as they could, and you can't really sue them for that. But this really gets onto malfeasance, and I'd love to see some criminal complaints brought.
Yeah, can you imagine if we sued all the politicians and bureaucrats who didn't do their job? There wouldn't be anything else in the court system.
We used to be able to, and then it started to be such a mess they took away our rights.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, out in the street, protesting in the street. We need more of that. Let's return to those thrilling days of yesteryear. Stephen J.J. Wiseman helping us out here. Thank you, Steve. 59 past the hour. Here, I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.